This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Dairy farmers in Illinois will soon have an opportunity to learn new strategies that will help keep their operations afloat during unfavorable milk prices. The Illinois Milk Producers Association and U of I Extension's annual Dairy Summit will be taking place at the end of January, and manager of the Illinois Milk Producers, Tasha Bunting, has the details.
The Dairy Summit for 2018 will be January 30th, January 31st, and February 1st. So we're looking forward to 3 days of meetings throughout the state of Illinois with meeting with producers and helping provide some information that might be helpful on their own individual farms.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of useful information for farmers. Talk to us maybe about some of the speakers that are lined up, or what are some of the topics going to be discussed this year?
This year we have speakers from the University of Illinois. We have Mike Hutchins that will be speaking first thing in the morning on different feed strategies during unprofitable times. We also have Dr. Cardoso that will be bringing in strategies that will be helpful in improving corn silage quality. And then we also have our checkoff funded agencies coming in to give an update on where the checkoff dollars are actually going. And then we're going to wrap up the day with looking ahead to balancing milk production and then having a producer panel. So Q&A, a small presentation from those producers, and we'll have a different person for each location throughout Illinois.
Three different locations for the Dairy Summit. Maybe tell us where those are. I think, you know, they will encompass people from all over the state, is what I'm trying to say.
That's right. Each day we begin at 9:30 in the morning with registration, which is on-site registration. So you can just show up that morning around 9:30, and it's a small fee of $15, which includes your meal and all of the materials. And then we adjourn about 3 o'clock each day. But the locations, we start in Freeport at Highland Community College on January 30th, which is a Tuesday. Wednesday, we will be in Bloomington at the Asmark Center. And Thursday, February 1st, we'll be at Kaskaskia College in Centralia.
And these meetings open to anyone who has an interest to attend?
That's right. Anyone that's interested in finding out more information about the dairy industry is welcome to attend. We also have sponsors and other agencies that will have a booth available for attendees to ask questions or visit with their local suppliers.
Now, is this one of the big things that the Illinois Milk Producers Association puts on each year? I imagine this is something that you plan for quite a while in advance.
That's right. We do host these each year in conjunction with the University of Illinois Extension. And so we've been planning this for several months now. It is definitely one of the biggest events that we put on. The second biggest event that we do comes through in the summertime when we do a dairy tour and visit dairy farmers that have recently upgraded or put in new technologies that might be of interest to other area farmers.
Well, sounds great. Looking forward to those upcoming meetings at the end of January and 1st of February. Tasha, again, if you don't mind, maybe those locations, and then if farmers would have questions or would like more information, who they can talk to.
Certainly. We'll be at Highland Community College in Freeport on January 30th. Asmark Institute in Bloomington, Illinois on January 31st, Kaskaskia College in Centralia on February 1st, and for more information, they can call the Illinois Milk Producers Association at 309-557-2993.
In dairy news, on the national level, Congress spent the final few weeks of the year addressing legislation that benefits dairy farmers. Starting with the tax bill, the legislation means lower taxes for dairy farmers. However, that wasn't the case in the original legislation, according to National Milk Producers Federation spokesperson Chris Galen.
Certainly, the lower income tax rates will be a benefit to a lot of different aspects of our economy, including agriculture. The thing that we worked on successfully for our members during this whole debate is that the Section 199 deduction, what's called the domestic production activities deduction, was eliminated as part of the whole reform effort. The problem with eliminating the Section 199 deduction is that the proceeds from agricultural products that are marketed through co-ops are deducted in many cases, both by the co-ops as well as by the farmers themselves. And so eliminating that could have resulted in a higher tax bill for farmers.
While the Section 199 deduction was eliminated in the approved version of the bill, it does include a new deduction that will take its place.
So one of the things that we did here in the past month is to negotiate with members of the House and Senate, point out that, hey, in a year coming up when agricultural commodity prices are going to be down across the board, we don't need to see this tax measure actually resulting in a higher tax bill for America's farmers and ranchers. So what happened is that in the final version of the legislation, although the DPAD is eliminated, there's a new 20% deduction on gross income payments for farmers and cooperatives. And so this is going to be a favorable treatment for the gross income of farmers that should help minimize any potential changes because of the elimination of Section 199.
Congress passed a short-term budget extension, the third since October, to keep the government funded. The House also passed an $80 billion disaster aid bill that includes changes to the dairy title of the Farm Bill. The Senate decided not to consider the bill until January.
So on the one hand, while we are encouraged that the House did pass the disaster bill, the Senate did not take any action on it before they left town for the end of 2017. Now what's in there is the elimination of the existing $20 million cap on the livestock gross margin program. So if they pass this in the Senate then come January, it would allow more farmers who are currently using the LGM program to utilize it, and it'll provide new risk management options for dairy farmers.
If the Senate approves the disaster bill, Galen says that will pave the way for making further improvements in the next farm bill.
In particular, what we need to do is to make some changes in the margin protection program, look at the thresholds under which the program pays out, look at the cost of the premiums in the program. The current program is certainly inadequate, and so we need the Congress to look at the MPP changes. That does have a budget cost, however, and so anything that Congress does to make adjustments in the overall farm bill, it's probably going to be a two-step process. They'll do some things here at the beginning of 2018, and then hopefully they'll address this in the full revamp of the farm bill later in the coming year.
And you can, of course, learn more by visiting the National Milk Producers Federation website, nmpf.org. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.